From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Barack Obama says there is an emerging consensus that more must be done to promote job growth in Europe as the continent faces a daunting debt crisis. Obama told reporters at the end of the G8 meeting on Saturday at Camp David in Maryland. Obama says the world leaders made progress on a number of international issues, including Iran, Syria, and North Korea. Addressing shaky oil markets, the leaders set the stage for a broad release of national oil reserves to address any disruption in the world markets when tough new sanctions kick in on Iran's oil exports. Prosecutors say three men arrested in a raid on a Chicago apartment had planned to attack President Barack Obama's campaign headquarters. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home and other targets, including police stations and police cars. The trio was arrested Wednesday in a nighttime raid in the Bridgeport neighborhood on the south side. They're accused of trying to make Molotov cocktails ahead of the two-day NATO summit that starts Sunday. Defense attorneys told a judge on Saturday that undercover police are the ones who brought the Molotov cocktails and that their clients were entrapped. Bond of $1.5 million was set for each defendant. They've been charged with providing material support for terrorism, conspiracy to commit terrorism, and possession of explosives. A blind Chinese legal activist who was suddenly allowed to leave the country has arrived in the U.S. Chen Guangcheng and his wife and two children arrived this evening at Newark Liberty International Airport outside of New York City. Chen had been hurriedly taken from a hospital hours earlier and put on a plane for the U.S. after Chinese authorities suddenly told him to pack and prepare to leave. His arrival ends nearly a month of uncertainty and years of mistreatment by local authorities for the self-taught activist. After 7 years of prison and house arrest, Chen made a daring escape from his rural village in April and was given sanctuary inside the U.S. embassy, triggering a diplomatic standoff over his fate. An arraignment will be made by the Chinese government, and the State Department will allow Chen to study law at New York University. The NAACP has passed a resolution endorsing same-sex marriage as a civil right and opposing any efforts to codify discrimination or hatred into the law. The Baltimore-based National Association for the Advancement of Colored People announced Saturday that its board voted at a leadership retreat in Miami to back a resolution supporting marriage equality. It said the position is consistent with the equal protection provision of the U.S. Constitution. Same-sex marriage is legal in 6 states and the District of Columbia, but 31 states have passed amendments to ban it. This is NPR News. The tornado that tore through Joplin a year ago already ranks as the deadliest twister in 6 decades. Now it carries another distinction, the costliest since at least 1950. Insurance policies are expected to cover most of the $2.8 billion in damage, but taxpayers could supply about $500 million in the form of federal and state disaster aid, low-interest loans, and local bonds backed by higher taxes. That's according to reports obtained by the Associated Press and interviews with federal, state, and local officials. Almost one-fifth of that money was paid to contractors who hauled off debris. Tens of millions more went to individuals for temporary housing and other living expenses after the storm. Additional money could help subsidize construction of a new hospital. At least 9 people have been killed by a car bomb in Syria today. The bomb went off in a parking lot of a military compound in an eastern city. Video broadcast on Syrian state TV showed damaged buildings, smoldering cars, and trucks flipped upside down, as well as a street stained with blood. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. The government blamed it on terrorists, who says they are behind the uprising against President Bashar Assad. A spokesman for the city's rebels' military council denied the opposition was behind the attack and blamed the blast on the regime. In Damascus, top United Nations peacekeeping and military officials met with Syrian officials to try to salvage a UN peace plan, which has been marred by daily violence and dismissed by the opposition as unrealistic. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.